With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway.
All right, it's Buck and Slick with you. It's an 80s throwback Thursday. We celebrate the greatest decade of all time. Mike Garofalo coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Tweet of the day, lunch break top story of the day. Pac-12 has introduced a new commissioner. George.
Kliavkov.
That's what it is?
George Kliavkov.
Kliavkov?
Yes.
Well, that's even more difficult. George Kliavkov as the new Pac-12 commissioner. Do you want to hear George Kliavkov?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Kliavkov. That's how he said it.
George Kliavkov is doing a press conference right now with Oregon President Michael Schill. Let's hear a few minutes.
Washington State University President Kirk Schultz.
Go Cougs.
I'd also like to thank our search consultant, Turnkey ZRG.
This is Oregon President Michael Schill speaking right now.
Who brought us an amazing group of candidates. And lastly, I would like to thank the outgoing president of the Pac-12, Larry Scott, for his leadership of the Pac-12, especially over the past year when we faced so many challenges due to the pandemic. Now, given the importance of today's announcement, I wish we were all together in person. However, the pandemic prevents us from doing that. The silver lining is that we can reach a much broader audience of media, athletic directors, and leaders and friends of the conference from all over the United States and world. Now, since February, the search committee and our search consultant, Turnkey ZRG, has spent hours and hours meeting with all of the presidents and chancellors of our member institutions, as well as dozens and dozens of stakeholders, including our athletic directors, our SWAs, our students, our FARs, to discuss the characteristics that a new commissioner should have. That outreach was critical for us in putting together the job description and helping inform who we were looking for, what we needed for a commissioner. We believe that our new Pac-12 commissioner has these attributes in abundance. And so we're delighted today to introduce to you the new Pac-12 commissioner, George Kliavkov, a highly experienced and pioneering sports, entertainment, and digital media executive. He comes to us having immediately served before as the president of entertainment and sports at MGM Resorts International, one of the largest live entertainment and sports businesses in the world. Now, MGM, George was responsible for strategy, finance, marketing, operations, and ticketing for some 9,000 shows across 35 live entertainment venues, including something a place near and dear to all of us, T-Mobile Arena, which has been a superb host to our Pac-12 basketball tournament for many years. And as you're going to hear from him in greater detail, George was a college athlete and went on to build an impressive career, including a stint at Major League Baseball Advanced Media, where George oversaw corporate and business development, as well as professional baseball's digital media subscription and licensing businesses. Also, he worked on incredibly impressive media deals with many familiar properties at Hearst Entertainment and Syndication, and served as NBC Universal's first chief digital officer. His experience and what drew us to George was his ability to see where the hockey puck was going to go. It attracted all of us to him. intercollegiate athletics in general, and the Pac-12 specifically, is at a critical crossroads. We believe that George is the right person to meet today's challenges, but even more importantly, the challenges of the future. And he will lead the Conference of Champions to a great future. But you didn't tune in to listen to me. However, before I turn over the floor to George, let me make some closing comments about the process that led to our ability to recruit George. First, make no mistake about it, the Pac-12 commissioner job in our conference was seen as a highly coveted position where incredibly qualified professionals from all around the world applied with enthusiasm and were contacted and interviewed. More than 200 well-qualified, highly diverse candidates applied for this job. And George Kliavkov came out of this process as someone who we have tremendous confidence in. He is very much a new prototype for sports commissioner. He is the sort of person that we need for this decade and the decades beyond. Even without serving a day in the job, George has thoughtfully challenged all of us to envision what is possible for the Pac-12, what is possible in the coming era of new technologies and media. He has a diverse skill set, which was developed while navigating complex, quickly changing environments, and is a very successful consensus builder and someone who drives results. He's a visionary leader, and we are honored that he's going to become our next Pac-12 commissioner. In fact, the Pac-12 is not unique in facing many of these issues. Every conference out there has similar challenges. Therefore, I firmly believe that had we not hired George, we may have been competing against him in a later year. George has proven successful in every leadership role he has participated in, and I know I speak for the collective Pac-12 leadership when I say the conference is fortunate to have attracted a leader of his caliber. So I want to thank you all, and now I'm going to turn over the Zoom squares to George Kliavkov.
He said a different.
Thank you for those kind remarks, President Schill.
Three times.
Good morning to all of you. I want to start off by thanking Arizona State University President Dr. Michael Crow and AD Raymond Anderson for hosting us this morning. I will spend a little time today talking about my personal and work history to give everyone assembled a sense of who I am and why I believe I was chosen for this role. But I wanted to be clear that I hope my tenure as commissioner is highlighted by a focus on our exceptional student athletes, our world-class universities, and on the best fans in college sports, rather than on the conference or the commissioner. With today's announcement, I believe I am transitioning from the best job in entertainment to the best job in sports. I made this jump because I'm passionate about the mission of the Pac-12 Conference to drive financial results, to help protect and expand scholarships, and support the other educational goals of our member institutions. I understand that I was not on any of the media's shortlists for this role, and that my name will be new to many of you, but I believe my personal style and work experience line up well with the enormous opportunities immediately in front of the Pac-12. First, from my days as a collegiate rower at Boston University, I've always loved everything about intercollegiate athletics. I credit much of my success in business and in life to lessons I learned as a rower in college, including the value of putting in the hard work, time management, accountability, and of course, teamwork. Second, I believe I have deep subject matter expertise in many areas that are immediate opportunities. I have a background in structuring complex media distribution deals, including an understanding of the ongoing transition from consumption of linear television models to digital. I have built and run large-scale live events, sponsorship, licensing, and ticket sales operations. And I have an understanding of lobbying and other efforts necessary to address some of the biggest opportunities and issues facing college athletics today, including name, image, and likeness, expansion of the CFP, and sports betting. Third, I've been fortunate to lead teams that have driven growth in both revenue and profits in every job I have held. Just quickly, here are a few highlights from my career. My first job in sports was as one of the senior executives in the early days of establishing Major League Baseball Advanced Media. At MLBAM, I managed corporate and business development and baseball's media subscription and licensing business across all digital platforms. After MLB, I became NBC Universal's first chief digital officer, setting NBC's corporate digital media strategy and developing new business models and markets. At NBC, we completed the then largest digital media event of all time with the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics by delivering 10 million hours of video to 52 million unique visitors in just 16 days. Also while at NBC, I partnered with our competitor, News Corp, to form a digital media distribution joint venture that became Hulu, which turned into a top five US video site within 6 months. I spent 7 years at Hearst Corporation, where I was responsible for overseeing Hearst's 50% stake in the A&E, Lifetime, and History cable networks, and a 20% stake in ESPN during a time when ESPN was negotiating very complex sports licensing deals and establishing both the SEC and ACC networks. In my current role at MGM Resorts International, I oversee one of the largest live events companies in the world and also look after MGM's sponsorship spend, sponsorship sales, and sports betting ventures. At MGM, I also had the privilege to oversee the Las Vegas Aces and to sit on the WNBA's board of governors. I'm a big proponent of women's sports. As all of you know, at MGM, we partnered with the Pac-12 Conference for both men's and women's basketball championships.
All right, that is George Kliavkov, right? Is that what we're going with?
Well, I heard three different pronunciations
George Kliavkov.
But I think it's Kliavkov.
Kliavkov, the new commissioner of the Pac-12, served as the president of the MGM Sports and Entertainment. Extensive background in digital media, for sure, and entertainment. It's what this conference needs because the product on the field's been bad. So why not as well dress it up a little bit? When you read them as detailed information, more we know about them, it makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. We'll just see, obviously, if it all works out. All right, coming up next here on 80s Throwback Thursday, we are inside, of course, the Guild Mortgage Studio, guildmortgage.com, building lifetime connections since 1960. Reach out to Team April Reichert at the Federal Way Branch at 206-550-7793. And again, that number, 206-550-7793. Mike Garofolo, his weekly visit from the NFL Network. Talk about the NFL schedule coming up next.
Bigger,
today's Throwback Thursday. It's Puck and Slick. We celebrate the greatest decade in entertainment. Doesn't get any better. We are in the Guild Mortgage Studio, guildmortgage.com, building lifetime connections since 1960. Reach out to Team April, April Reichert at 206-550-7793. They are a studio sponsor here for the next week. They made an $1,100 donation to the Ronald McDonald House, which puts up a family of four for just $30. That's all it costs. As one of their kids are being seen at Seattle Children's Hospital, we've raised over $6,000. As we still don't have a permanent sponsor for this studio, so we said, you know what? Screw it. Let's raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. You know, my son said to me last night, we got in a conversation, him and his friend, about whether or not watching the Pennywise is too scary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and they both agreed yes. Huh. And then they both convinced me that Pennywise used to be Ronald McDonald, and then he went bad.
No.
And I'm like, that's not true. Like, yes, it is. We know. We looked it up on the internet.
I hadn't watched the original It, and so I went back and I watched
Too scary.
Not that scary.
I don't like it.
I was real disappointed, actually.
Mike Garofolo, not to be confused with Pennywise from the NFL Network, joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, all brought to you by Salmon Service Centers. Go visit them for any car issues at salmonservice.com. Mike, how are you?
I've been called a clown before, though.
You're not a clown, though. You're not.
You know, that's what drives me nuts about Twitter is there's in vogue
that?
Like replies, right?
Yeah.
Like where you have the clown emoji, then you get the blue cap. You ever get the blue cap?
Blue cap, no.
Yeah, like the cap emoji. The blue cap.
No.
It means you're capping for somebody, which means you're basically like a fraud who's blindly. And then there's another simp. You know what simp? I'm not gonna explain what it stands for, but that's another one. You'll tweet something and. Here's the other one that drives me nuts now. Like, you can tweet something. As long as it's not like Aaron Rodgers has gotten traded, you'll get a reply from somebody who goes, league changing, like sarcastic, league changing. You know, like this guy signed with, league changing. Like, okay, dude. Like, you know. So they all kind of follow one another. But
don't let it get to you. Will you just, it's a stop. Don't,
no, no, no. I just tell my buddy earlier. We just finished up a round of golf. I just tell my buddy on the course.
Go for it.
I stopped reading the replies months ago because I hate that because there's a lot of people that I love interacting with, but it's a cesspool, man. It is a cesspool because.
Did you play a round of golf again? Did we have a couple pops and forget to eat again or not?
I'm eating right now.
But you forgot to eat it's before you had some
sandwich. It's a grilled chicken sandwich with avocado and bacon.
Good for you.
And some kind of aioli on it.
Yeah. I love a good aioli.
And then here you go. Listen to this. This is the house-made chip. You ready?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's a good sound.
Yeah. That is some crunch. That is a good
sound in house chip. Where do you chase the little white ball around there? Where's the course du jour?
I don't want to tell you because it's a hidden gem in Jersey. I feel like this is a course that not enough people go to.
Really?
What are the chances anybody in Jersey is listening right now? I'll tell you.
Slim to none, but hey, you know,
we're big in Jersey.
So it's called Bowling Green, and it used to be you can get green fees for like $45. So I got here late today, so my buddy paid, and I said, hey, how much? And he goes, 90. I said, 90. He goes, yeah, COVID. Everybody's trying to catch up and, you know, earn their money back. I said, this was our hidden gem, like well-kept, good track. I said, now they're priced properly. Like, that's no good. It used to be like we felt like we were getting a bargain every time out here.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the Classic Woodlands Golf located in the heart of northern New Jersey, bordering Sussex and Morris counties.
Yeah. But it's far from me. It's about an hour from my house, so that's the only downside.
Well, downside maybe for your family, plus for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
You know, I need the excuse. Hey, I'm not going to be home. Yesterday, my wife goes, so you're going to be gone all day.
Yeah, yeah, 7 hours, 8 hours.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, that's the beauty of playing golf. It's to get away. All right. The schedule. Everyone freaks out about this and gets all excited about it. And I get it. I mean, I understand. You know, it's a big deal. Slickhawk, he gets more excited about this, I think, than football.
Not true. It's close.
What stood out to you among the way the schedules were done? Who has a complaint? Who doesn't? The games that you are looking forward to.
I think the NFL is really focused on the live product this year. Everybody back fully vaxxed as much as possible and full stadiums as much as possible, which seems like we're going to be a go here because I just saw another update from the CDC saying inside masks if you're fully vaccinated, get rid of them, which is great. You know, listen. This was the point of the vaccinations, the move past all that stuff. So for the NFL.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I thought the Buccaneers-Cowboys, I think in previous years, what you probably would have seen is that game pushed to later in the year. Because they'll say, well, it's the opener. People are going to watch anyway. So why burn a huge ratings grab, because that's what the Cowboys are. Mm-hmm. Why burn that week one? They would usually, hey, let's make that a Sunday night game in week eight or so, because we know it's going to rate big then. Might as well, you know, maybe Bucks Saints or something like that. I think in this case, they said, no, right out of the gate, we want the numbers, we want the juice, we want Dak's return, we want Brady and the Bucks defending their title and raising the banner. And so they went for it right out of the gate, which I thought was smart.
Yeah.
You know, because I think they want to announce the NFL's return. I thought it was really good the way they did that. Bucks-Patriots is early in the season. So I think you're going to have a September with a lot of storylines, a lot of action, and it's going to be great because it's going to feel like finally, in a lot of ways, I don't want to overstate it too much, but a lot of what we do in this country is centered around football. I mean, the Super Bowl is practically sure. a holiday. So to really stack that early and get the vibes back early, I think was a smart move by the NFL.
Seemed like the beginning of last year there was, I mean, you had teams that didn't have, obviously, any off-season program, kind of a truncated situation when it came to the preseason. This year it's looking like there's going to be a bit more of the same, although training camp might be normal at least. But then, once again, going back to the three preseason games. So is there concern about, you know, the first 3-4 weeks of the season just kind of a sloppy product?
No more so than usual. I mean, a lot of times, even in a regular season, it's a normal season, I should say. It's a little sloppy early on, and you know, you don't really get the cleaner play till late in the season when a lot of the rookies catch up in a lot of ways. But listen, that's the point of the players in the NFLPA is our rookies played well last year. We didn't need the offseason. Now, you can look at the skill position players that really showed up, the rookies last year, and then if you talk to offensive linemen, I remember having this conversation with my colleague on NFL Network, Sean O'Hara, saying, yeah, but the technique for the linemen wasn't as clean as it should be. They'll always look at it that way and say, hey, more work in the offseason would have helped these guys. I don't know about that. I thought the product was fine. I mean, the only thing that felt weird last year was no people in the stands. Other than that, I don't think you could look at the product on the field and say, hey, it was any different. So I don't think the shrunken preseason. I mean, a lot of guys wind up sitting guys anyway. I mean, you know, some of these guys don't even play in the preseason anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't think, you know, coaches are going to worry about that fourth preseason game where they're trying to figure out who the 52nd and 53rd guy in the roster should be and having them play for it in that last fourth game that's not existing anymore. But they'll find a way to do it, and they'll find a way to get by. I'm not sweating the drop preseason game at all.
Your Mike Garofalo is with us from the NFL Network. He joins us for a weekly visit every Thursday at 11:20, brought to you by Salmon Service Centers. If you need any car work, salmonservice.com. Your colleague over the NFL Network, NFL.com, Cynthia, is it Freeland or Froiland?
Freeland.
She did, I don't know how she came over this. I know she's kind of a math wizard. She came up with and predicted all of the records based there on old math for all 32 teams. She's got 8.6 wins for your Seattle Seahawks.
Feels low for a team that hasn't had a losing record since what year? 2010? 2011?
2011. 7-9, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That feels low. It's still a tough division. I thought their schedule, I took a brief look at it last night, I thought their schedule was front-loaded.
Yes.
I thought it was really tough early on and a little softer on the back end, which I think you probably want it that way, right? I mean, I would want my tougher games earlier on, and then once you get really cooking, maybe you can get a nice little hot streak running into the postseason. But I remember at Steelers is early, Packers is relatively early.
Those ones kind of come a little bit. Well, no, you're right. Steelers is early. Yeah. I think that thing that gets everyone is four of their first six games are on the road.
Yeah. But, you know, some guys have four of their last six on the road. You know, I mean, it depends. Sometimes you look at this stuff and you go, okay, who's got the advantage? And you really don't know. I mean, but I would think what you want is a bye week in the middle of the season, which I think they have, right? Week nine or so is their bye.
Yes.
And you want an even spread of, like, no three-game stretches, home or away, because that leads to, you know, some imbalance there. It's a little tough. It's a little tough out of the chute. But you know what? You try to just a little bit above tread water, and then you get hot rolling into the postseason. That's what you hope for anyway.
Just for those playing at home, Slickhawk, she's got the Rams with more wins at 8.8, Cardinals at 9.2, Niners at 10.3, so dead last.
Last in the NFC West.
In the NFC.
That would be a first for Russell Wilson.
Cynthia.
I'm looking at that Cardinals team with a little sideways. They feel like they're
Kingsbury's on the hot seat, right? I mean.
What's that?
Kingsbury on the hot seat?
Absolutely. No question. Yeah. No question. And now you got to decide what you want to do with the quarterback. If you want to make a commitment to him, which he's played well, but he's taken some shots, and you know, is he really truly your guy going forward? This is the year for him to really make that statement. I think it's an interesting year for me. I'm not ready to really buy into them for the long term. So I think that might be a little high on the projection for me from my colleague Cynthia there.
Going back just to the schedule for a second, the TV schedule, were you surprised that the Jaguars got one primetime game and it's Thursday night? I mean, we're talking about the number one overall pick who might be the best. Well, hold on. Let me fill me out here.
Okay.
Stop yelling at me after eating your chips and your beer. You got the top quarterback since Andrew Luck, and you got the story in Urban Meyer. I just think I would have thought that they would have been on primetime maybe a little bit more than just once.
If they do that, so I assume their one primetime game is a Thursday game, right?
Yes.
Because everybody gets the one. Yeah.
Which is the the game that no one wants.
Because the Jaguars still aren't sexy, right? They're still and that's part of the reason I still think why they went for the big swing with Urban Meyer is, you know, in addition to they think he'll be a good coach, it's the draw, right? I mean, you know, if you hire Urban Meyer versus hiring, I don't know, who got hired in this coaching cycle? David Culley or, you know, even Arthur Smith. Like, you know, for the Jaguars, you really got to try to really take a swing. And that's what they did here in going for Urban Meyer. But I just, they're not there yet for me from a national draw. No, not surprised. I think that's, you got to earn your primetime games if you're Jacksonville.
Okay.
If going back to Cynthia Freeland real quick. So let's say she's right. Let's say 8-9 wins, bottom of the NFC West. Damn. Like, do you think that would be the kind of conditions to where, I mean, we're talking about Russell Wilson again next year, and except this time he's more of a Deshaun Watson demanding his way out of town?
I mean, yeah, if he's not feeling protected. I mean, that was the whole thing, right? And they didn't really do – They made their moves elsewhere, and I would think that we'll be revisiting that storyline in the offseason for sure. I mean, I've predicted on your show before that I don't think there's another contract extension with the Seahawks in the future. I could be wrong. We'll see. But that's one we kind of, you know, put a pin in for now, right? I mean, it's going to take some healing. I'm still very interested to hear from Russell Wilson when he comes back and he steps in front of a microphone again for the first time since this whole mess. How's he going to respond? Is he going to pretend like, you know, you guys blew it out of proportion, or is he going to, you know, hey, look, you know, it is what it is. Everybody in the offseason kind of has a feeling after. I mean, that's the way I would sell it, right? That everybody kind of, when they come off a disappointing season, which 31 out of 32 are always disappointed because you didn't win. Mm-hmm. You blow off some steam, but now we're back and we're ready to go. And, you know, I'm curious as to how he's going to handle it, because he can't. I mean, he's on record. He's on record. It wasn't sources said this. No, he's on record saying some things. So it's going to be really interesting once he comes back and has to talk about it.
Hey, two quick things for you there, Mike, and then we'll cut you loose and you can finish the pops and then the chips. Read anything into Blake Bortles going to Green Bay?
No.
Okay.
No.
And
have the contract details come out on that, by the way?
I haven't seen
1 year deal?
No.
If that's anything above a veteran minimum with an extremely small guarantee, I will be shocked.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that one.
And you're in the Eagles. I mean, you've been around the Eagles for a long time. Just mm-hmm. I want you. You'd have to. You can only have one. You got to choose one of these people. Okay.
Okay.
Back in like 2017, who was most responsible for the success of Carson Wentz? Doug Peterson or Frank Reich? This is just answering
Frank
a question.
Reich.
Huh?
Yeah, Frank Reich. No question. That's another conversation I was just having with my buddy on the course.
Well, clearly you don't know what you're talking about. You're better than that. You just cost me a bet.
Once again.
You just established my credibility as a guy who covers the Eagles and then said, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I love it because I didn't answer it the right way.
Well, yeah.
Mike, it was a great answer. It was the right answer,
right,
which is the most important.
You don't need to expand on it. That's it. You answered it. That's fine. All right. Thank you. Enjoy it. Enjoy your post-round cocktails. We'll talk to you next week.
Who said I'm having cocktails? I never admitted to that.
A beer, whatever you're having. I don't know. You're probably doing body shots off your partner. I don't know what you're
doing. Nothing wrong with that.
Jesus.
Wasn't that bad of a round.
I don't know what you guys do in Jersey.
Body shots for everybody.
Yeah. All right.
You guys are the best.
See you, bud.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. There he is. Mikey Garofalo from the NFL Network, all brought to you by Salmon Service Centers. If you need any car fixing up, visit our friends there at Salmon Service Center. SalmonService.com. All right, tweet.
Look at that.
Shockey disagrees. And I trust Shockey more than I do.
Do you?
Yeah, when it comes to the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. All right.
Tweet of the day. I discovered her before everyone else did. And I told you what a big hit she was during the college football season. And she will not disappoint with her son now playing in New York City. I will introduce you, if you haven't met her, to Zach Wilson's mom.
Program. COVID-19 has had an effect on everything this year, even energy bills. This is why PSE is offering a COVID bill assistance program of up to $2,500 per customer. Visit pse.com/COVID to
DraftKings.
Recipients of the NBA's new Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award will receive a monetary award to be donated to charity. Seattle made a slew of roster moves, notably the long-awaited call-up of outfielder Jarrod Kelenic, who will make his Major League debut against the Indians tonight. And the Pac-12 announced sports and entertainment executive George Kalifakoff will be the new commissioner, replacing Larry Scott. I'm Misty Jordan.
Strike and 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 strike.
All right, here we go. Yeah, he won on me on that one. Tweet of the day, Jason Puckett 20.
Flick Hawk 12.
Yeah, just don't ever run anything by anyone again. Just do it and ask questions later. Tweet of the day, we scour the internet for funny things. As only we can.
Every day we do it.
At 11:45 and we find funny stuff. And I'm telling you, I've been following this woman forever. It's Zach Wilson's mom.
Now, I'm not aware. I'm not. I'm
just
in the
type in Zach Wilson's mom. I mean, the TV cameras, when he was playing at BYU, not last year, but 2 years ago, could not get enough of her. She's just an attractive mom, blonde hair, just she's attractive.
Okay.
And so the TV cameras would always be on her, all the time. She is kind of like an Instagram influencer.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's got this whole, if you go to Instagram, you'll see all of her posts up there.
That's his mom, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty. Her name's Lisa. Her name's Lisa Wilson. And she now is in the big. You think Zach Wilson was excited to go to New York? Nothing compares to his mom now getting to go to New York because she's all about her. It's all about Lisa Wilson.
Do you think she'll eventually have a reality show?
Yes. Guaranteed.
Okay.
And this is why Zach Wilson's going to be a complete utter failure because it's going to get so overshadowed by his mom.
His mom?
His mom is more excited for her because she gets to go to New York and now be a star. And she usually posts a bunch of videos about cooking.
Okay.
And her big thing is meal prep.
Oh.
She makes these big meal preps, everything. Lisa Wilson. You can follow her on Instagram at Wilson Wilson Ohana.
And why wouldn't you?
Okay. Well, she went on kind of an Instagram rant yesterday. All right.
Okay.
Some of it we had to beep out. One of the words we had to beep out rhymes with lick. The other word we had to, which we shouldn't have asked, because it's not in violation of the FCC, but Grandpa at our station got upset about it, rhymes with more. Okay? More. So you can figure it out. More. What rhymes with more? Okay? Slickhawk?
Yeah.
She's upset at Disney World. Lisa Wilson is.
So we only made it about 4 hours today at Disney World because my family kind of hates amusement parks. First of all, it was harder than hell out there, like a church. And Disney, you're kind of mask holes. I'm not going to lie.
So she called Disney World a bunch of mask holes.
Yeah.
And if you can hear it one more time, again, it rhymes with more.
Yes.
And starts with a W.
So we only made it about 4 hours today at Disney World because my family kind of hates amusement parks. First of all, it was harder than hell out there, like a church. And Disney, you're kind of mask holes. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know what that word could be.
All right.
Could be anything.
Lisa Wilson, the mother of Zach Wilson.
Who I am now following on Instagram.
Of course you are on Instagram.
Sure.
Posting a video. I'm told that maybe that he has unfollowed her. I don't know. She, Lisa, the mom, has a problem with her kid and others being on Snapchat.
You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for
Oh.
You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for
So like the people in church from the last comment.
Yeah, Snapchat is for people who are more.
Mores.
But with a W.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like if you just flip that M upside down on
more. So make sure your kids know how to feed themselves, how to make their freaking bed, and how to be responsible, and how to be nice. Make sure you're not raising a bunch of little you know what I'm saying?
Don't raise a bunch of little licks. More Lisa Wilson from Instagram.
I was trying to hold back a little bit for all my new New York followers. I didn't want to freak anybody out. The first time I say the word everybody's like, are you Mormon? Why does everybody always ask that question? Why does it really matter as long as I'm a good person? You know what I'm saying? You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for I was trying to hold back a little bit for all my new New York followers. I didn't want to freak anybody out.
Yeah.
The first time I say the word everybody's like, are you Mormon? Why does everybody always ask that question? Why does it really matter as long as I'm a good person? You know? You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for so make sure your kids know how to feed themselves, how to make their freaking bed, and how to be responsible, and how to be nice. Make sure you're not raising a bunch of little You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for
That is the mother of quarterback Zach Wilson.
She's got opinions.
Oh, yeah. Follow her. She's got a live active account, too. What's new, Lisa Liu? A live active account on Instagram? I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
She does videos.
Okay.
It is all about Lisa Wilson.
Wow.
And I am all here for Lisa Wilson. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you were there
I've been on her for a long time.
As well
she
you should
is
be.
More excited for herself. To be in New York than anybody else.
Well, this is very exciting for New York.
All right. All right. Thanks for sucking out the fun, APD. Thursday, throwback Thursday. Top story of the day brought to you by Farm Fresh Northwest.
You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.